You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast. I am your host, Paul Holden, bringing you the latest on the Colorado Rockies. News, interviews, breakdowns, all that fun stuff here on the Locked On Rockies podcast. Proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast is brought to you by Locked On MLB Prospects. It's MLB draft season, and Locked On MLB Prospects podcast is covering every future star of Major League Baseball. Host Aram Layton brings you player interviews, farm system breakdowns, and lots more every day. Subscribe to Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. On today's show, we're talking trades, talking trade deadline, talking the lack of movement so far by the Rockies and what they're going to do at the deadline here. Referencing a little bit here, if you're looking for some reading on today's show, Trevor Story, not bothered by deadline rumors by Thomas Harding over on the old good old MLB.com. And let's start with Trevor Story. Are the Rockies going to trade Trevor Story? All signs point to they should. All signs point to you can't imagine why wouldn't they. But more and more has come out, and that's a big if now. And it's more so than just the front office and interim GM Bill Schmidt's mindset that they're not a farm system for other teams, his direct quote. And there has to be the right offer for Trevor Story. And the offer for Trevor Story has changed a bit. I mean, it's way different when you trade him and you get a full year of Trevor Story and things like that. But a two-month rental at this point, I just don't know how many teams are in the market for that and what you necessarily are going to get from that. And added on top of the fact that the Rockies are at least... Bill Schmidt, I believe, is under no rush to get a deal done because he is fine with taking the draft pick if they offer the qualifying offer and he walks. They must know something. They must know that people are down on Story's bad statistical year. Or whatever they know there in the Rockies front office. They might not know nothing. They've shown plenty of examples that's the case as well. And especially when it comes to player value and making successful and good trades. The case with Trevor Story is an interesting one. You gotta make a deal get done. If you can get multiple pieces, especially some pieces that are of a higher level, you got to go after that. Probably younger. You're not going to get anyone necessarily on the same level as Trevor Story, but you do have the pieces ready to fill in for the absence of Trevor Story. I mean, I hope that a Trevor Story deal brings in arms for the bullpen, an arm for the bullpen. Just one is fine, too. Because we do need to look at the trends of Trevor Story that worry people. His production's down. His slugging percentage has been going down over the years. Yada, yada, yada. That is to be of concern. But we also know what Trevor Story's capable of. We know that he has the ability, he has the strength to be a top-tier shortstop, both offensively and defensively. Because that's the other thing to remember. Trevor Story's been incredible on defense. He always has been. And that part of his game has been undervalued. And I think if teams are too focused on the offensive worries, which understandably so, bad offensive production seems to grab more headlines. But if you add Trevor Story to a good defense already, if you do somehow entertain the idea of a Lindor Story middle was it Story at second, maybe Lindor at second, depending. It'd be weird watching Trevor Story plays anything else. He's going to take your, he takes your infield up multiple notches defensively. And that's major for some teams. But there's just so many good to decent shortstops that, that fill the position fine. That just, the deal needed to be done so long ago for Trevor Story. That's the fact of the matter. To get max value out of Trevor, a Trevor Story trade, that ship has long sailed. And I think the Rockies have realized that. One of the things they quote unquote know. But that it would surprise me greatly if teams are still not calling, still not offering, because there have to be teams in playoff positions that are interested in Trevor Story. Oakland makes sense that they're not in anymore because there's so much more going on with the Oakland A's other than just them trying to figure out how to do a playoff run. Trying to figure out a Trevor Story-like deal just isn't in the cards for Oakland specifically. But you do ask, can the Reds really not make something happen? Would the Reds not benefit from a splash like that to really bring in a contender thing there to see what they what Trevor Story can do? They need bullpen help, though, too. So that's what I'm saying. There's just so many things where it's just, is Trevor Story the answer for a team out there in a down offensive year? I think there's a lot of questions being, I think that question's being asked a lot, and I think that just shows of teams undervaluing what Story can do, can bring to a team. But I think that's what's scaring them off. Not sure, though. The Story one's interesting. I don't know. It's crazy to me that they're, that the phone isn't ringing off the hook if you know Trevor Story is available. I just think you want to take advantage of that. But I'm not also, that's me thinking with the fan bias there. That's the purple colored glasses that are on right now. That's just not the case on paper. And that's not the case from a business side, is that you can't just, it just doesn't work like that. But at the same time, if all the Rockies get out of the final year of Trevor Story's contract is a compensated draft pick and Story goes and signs a 4 or 5 year deal elsewhere, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because if the team fully embraces the idea of the which they never will, they never have, and they never will acknowledge it. If they embrace the idea of a rebuild, they can really start to actually look and focus on what the future of the team is. But this is another example that the team doesn't know what the future is. They had to have known that Trevor Story is most likely not going to be a piece of the puzzle long term. I'm not going to be surprised if it comes out and the Rockies try to see if they're at least going to be able to get interest in from Story in returning to the club with a big paycheck. The Rockies have more money than they say. I will not buy into this. I will not buy into it. I know the pandemic was tough. I know that there's that. But there are teams, much more successful teams, mind you, with way worse situations when it comes to the finances and the financial situations and fans and stands. But the Rockies' refusal to embrace an actual rebuild crushed the Trevor Story trade. And now at this point, I think it's most likely that Trevor Story remains a Colorado Rocky for the rest of the year and walks in free agency. And I think interim GM Bill Schmidt is okay with that because of his background being in the draft. But that's another thing. If we had a GM in place, if there was someone in charge that we said, this is the guy, if Bill Schmidt ends up being the guy after this, why did it take so long? And why didn't they go for it? Why weren't they being more upfront? The Rockies continue to just not do anything out of this idea that they are in this better place than they are. And I don't know where it comes from. I truly don't. as a fan, of course I'm excited to see Trevor Story finish the year in Colorado. That would be fun. But as a real fan, as a Rockies fan, that's just not the direction you want the team to take. Unless they can truly, 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 in their minds, get a deal done with Story in the offseason, which is a huge task to deal, to get. And I don't think it happens. But they'll take the draft pick. They're okay with that because maybe they think that's the best that they can do because they're looking for some landslide offer from someone coming in to fill a position that has enough players doing enough good things that the Trevor Story rental is not that appeasing. Not that appetizing. 10 days to go. More trade talk coming up here in just a moment, but I got to tell you about Rock Auto. This episode brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible to for your local chain auto parts store to carry the parts you need. I've been there. I've done that. Up and down the aisle, spending all your time looking for these pieces and parts that you could just simply find by looking at the great, great online presence of Rock Auto. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years with reliably low prices for every customer. Go explore the easy-to-use website today and find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. You can write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Go to rockauto.com right now. Explore that easy-to-use website. I'm telling you, you're going to find everything you need. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Another piece the Rockies might deal at the deadline is John Gray. Another case where I don't think the Rockies are going to do anything. I don't necessarily think the Rockies are going to sell. Unless they can find, I think the secret to getting this a Story deal, a John Gray deal, is a package. I think putting them together entices teams and you go from there. Because I think that's how you maximize the value for both. I don't know if John Gray has enough that makes people super excited about what he brings, but there's a lot of people that would love to have John Gray as their third and fourth person in the rotation. They should be excited about what John Gray brings. John Gray is a good pitcher. Great pitcher, you know, argument to be made. But he's a good pitcher. He's a solid arm. He does what he needs to do more often than not, I think. But I don't think the Rockies are trying to shift too far away from their current starting rotation. I think they're really happy with where they're at in terms of starting position or pitching. I think they're really happy with the performance that they've gotten from starting pitching this year. That makes me feel that they're more hesitant to sign or to trade away pieces of the rotation, because I think if there's anyone that they're really trying to get a deal done with out of Story and Gray, it's Gray. I think the Rockies value pitchers that have success at home. And it wouldn't be the case if the Rockies truly embrace the idea of the rebuild, which they never have. They never really will. If the Rockies truly wanted to rebuild and reshape and reform and figure out the new identity of the Colorado Rockies, Story, Gray, and Marquez would all be traded. And that's just such a bummer to say, because those are players that have given so much to the team, especially in the playoff runs and things of that nature. But this is a team that is clearly rebuilding, doesn't want to embrace it. It's the identity crisis continues, and those pieces are the things that you get the most value back for. So if the Rockies believe that the way to success is to bring them back, they're just not going to be able to get it done. The only person being is John Gray. Herman obviously already has his deal. That's a different story. But out of the two big names for the Rockies, it's Trevor Story and John Gray. John Gray's already said that he wants to return to the team. He's already been open about that, and I think he's okay with – I think he likes his role, and I think he likes Colorado. I think he likes the atmosphere of Colorado, where you might get the disrespect in the national scale. You get a little bit more leniency from local media and attention, and I think a player like John does better in those markets and on those teams that – while he is not free of, he shouldn't be free of criticism, and I'm not saying that local press doesn't, you know, isn't critical of the Rockies. I mean, there's some case, more cases to be made than others. There's plenty of people that are critical of the Rockies and Rockies players and the performance of the team. That's obvious everywhere. But I think John, from not only his performance, but just, you know, seeing in interviews and things, don't know him personally, I think he likes a place like Colorado. And I think the Coors pitching stigma is still there and still big. But I think for starters, it's becoming less of a deal. I can see why it's harder for relievers and closers to want to come. But I think starters are starting to see and starting to realize and starting to understand that it's more than just where you're playing. It's in terms of being a pitcher for the Rockies. It's how do you control the environment that you're in, and how do you make adjustments to what you do? In John Gray's case, he strikes you out. John Gray is strikes out batters at a high. He's a Rockies strikeout pitcher. That's how he eliminates the Coors Field effect. And I think that's why the Rockies are in no mood or no rush to get to move on from the pitchers that have developed a repertoire, developed some habits, and developed a history of success at Coors. So kind of anticlimactic, I know, to say to sit here and say, I don't think the Rockies are making any moves. I'm not surprised if they do. Obviously, you're not surprised if a move is made for Story or Gray. It just seems like when you look at the Rockies' history, where you look at the mindset of the team, where you look at the situations, I just think it kind of makes sense. It doesn't surprise me if the Rockies do nothing. No one else might know, but the Rockies have some form of plan in their minds of where to take the team, and we as fans have no idea. The best thing to do is to find the best trade possible to maximize your value with some young talent to add to this Rockies team and help this bullpen. But I just don't think, I think the Rockies are too comfortable with the roster as is, and they don't take risks. So at the end of the day, don't be too surprised if John Gray and Trevor Story finish out the year in purple. However, I do think the main reason, I think the big reason the Rockies don't trade John Gray is because they believe they can re-sign him. And I think they will. I think it's perfectly reasonable the Rockies and John Gray get a 3-year deal done. But you never know. You never know with former Rockies and them signing somewhere else and going out else, what they can bring to teams. I mean, we've seen it be very successful for a lot of players who have left the Rockies, but we shall see. And in terms of other arms and things for the Rockies given away, I don't know if Daniel Bard has enough to get to be an enticing trade. Givens, however, could be an interesting piece to add to those deals. I think that's the thing. I think the Rockies aren't doing individual player deals. I think they're doing some package deals of people to maximize value with the other teams, just because of the situation of the trade market, the value of the players they have, and how they've approached the Trevor Story situation. Okay, it's kind of all I got for trades. I don't know. I mean, I wish I had more concrete evidence of things, but it's just that's just what we No, that's what I've noticed. That's the trends I've seen. So, I don't know. 10 days to go. We'll see what the Rockies do. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about Major League Baseball or your favorite league. You can find fans just like you on Green Rooms for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and, of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. I'll be joining the app soon, so be sure to get started, and I'll meet you there. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know when the Locked On Rockies room is live. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. All right, Rockies Mariners tonight. 7:40 my first pitch, I believe, for Mountain Time. Marco Gonzalez, Ramon Marquez. This is, I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. Every time Ramon has taken the bump this year, other than the beginning of the year, it has been must-watch for Rockies fans. I think Ramon is going to do what he does best. I think he's going to continue to do well. And I think the Rockies are going to take this one tonight. I think the Rockies got a good chance of taking both of these games. But the Mariners are one of my favorite teams to be following right now. I think they're really fun, and they got a big weekend coming up for them. If they can, if they win this, some of these series here against big divisional rivals, I think the Mariners have a chance to at least be some fun to watch down the stretch. But they got a lot of baseball they need to win here against really, really tough opponents. The AL Rockies, as some might call. Another interesting storyline to keep your eyes on for the Rockies is Connor Joe. Connor Joe was brought up, was in Albuquerque, and then he was removed from the game in the eighth. So I think we're going to see some Connor Joe here soon for the Rockies, excellent. Bring him up. Let's do it. Let's see. Let's get Connor Joe more pro at-bats. This is a guy that we want to, this is a guy that we're looking to see. And, let's see here. I'm a couple of minutes ago. So Connor Joe officially up with the Rockies here. Nick Groke, Chris Owings is down with that thumb injury, just coming back up again. So we are getting the reports here now, right as we're talking about it. Connor Joe has joined the team, and Chris Owings is going to that 10-day IL with the finger injury there to that left thumb. So hearing from Michael Spencer there, Nick Groke, and a couple of stats for you here from Danielle Allentuck. Connor Joe has been batting .327. This is his line there in Triple A. It is .327, .469, .653 with 4 home runs and 13 RBIs in July with Albuquerque. Yes, please. Great to see. Let's get Connor Joe in the lineup. I love it. I love it. I love it. So there you go. That's the big news for the Rockies today, heading into the Mariners set. Connor Joe joining the team. Chris Owings back on the IL there. That thumb injury still bothering him. Rockies Mariners tonight. Ramon Marquez on the bump. Hopefully I can watch. I got this. I got to figure out how I'm going to watch the game, because I'm in the local market. So those lovely MLB TV blackouts are going to be real fun to work with, as I also am trying to catch that basketball game tonight. Pretty big day there in Sportsland. Hey, before I go, betting on the Rockies doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Rockies Mariners, like I mentioned, tonight, quick two games set for these AL and NL. I don't know if twins is the right answer, but teams that have a lot of similarities between the two of them in terms of history. Should be a fun couple of days there at Coors Field. Rockies fans, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.